The Diary of Juliet Thompson, June 29th. On the 29th of June, we met him at West Englewood. He was giving a feast for all the believers in the grounds around Roy Wellham's house. The Feast of Unity, he called it. By the time he had finished his short visit with some believers, the feast was ready. But just as it was announced, a storm blew up. A strange, sudden storm, without warning. There was a tremendous crash of thunder. Through the treetops we could see black clouds boiling up, and big drops of rain splashed on the tables. The master rose calmly, and followed by the Persians, walked out to the road, then to the end of it, where there was a crossroad. A single chair had been left there, and, as I watched from a distance, I saw the master take it and sit down, while the Persians ranged themselves behind him. I saw him lift his face to the sky. He had gone a long way from the house. Thunder still crashed, and the clouds rolled frighteningly low. But he continued to sit perfectly motionless, that sacred, powerful face upturned to the sky. Then came a strong rushing wind. The clouds began to race away. Blue patches appeared above, and the sun shone out. And then the master rose and walked back into the grove. This I witnessed.